It's time again to open your mailboxes, inboxes, and apps and pick up on a new musical aesthetic on WNCW's On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, thanking you for checking out our new music podcast, now at episode 19. I have a couple of changes to the format of the show. One is that we're going to produce this on a bi-weekly rather than a weekly basis for two big reasons. One is my feeling that the quality of the music mix could improve with a little bit more space in between shows, and another is the amount of time each show takes to produce. It may seem crazy, but these podcasts take a total of about a day's work to make, so I'm easing up on the schedule a bit, and we'll get a handle on how it all works out before coming back to the question of whether to make this a weekly endeavor again. The next difference is that DJ for a Day will become more of an occasional feature than a weekly installment. Simply put, I'm running out of ideas and people to interview. DJ for a Day will be back soon, though, and your ideas on topics are welcome. Email me at joek@wncw.org or catch up with me on Twitter at @WNCWJoe. In the meantime, this gives room for a couple of more songs to fit into each show. In this episode, we spin local favorites The Honeycutters, now in a new lineup and moniker, Amanda Ann Platt and The Honeycutters, some classic country sounds from New York City, yes, you heard that right, some good grooves and pop to start your summer, plus some great gospel blues and a segue of the week featuring some prime Staten Island Afro soul. Let's start by going to the well of Johnny Cash songs for this cover of Folsom Prison Blues by Alvin Youngblood Hart.
Thank you. I say once I'm was satisfied in life placement or dwell. I didn't know I was just a prisoner living in a cell. But now you're dwelling on the first floor of God's love. And I soon will be waiting to be moving by room up above. In my Father's house in glory, there a mansion already prepared. Jesus, y'all, only carpenter, from Galilee, but now, you know I'm dwelling, on the first floor, God's love, and I soon, will be waiting, to move him out, room up above, I said, what you say, girl?
Move upstairs.
We got to move, in our room to stand.
Move upstairs.
We got to move,
upstairs.
In our room to stand.
Move upstairs.
We got to move,
in our room.
In my room to stand. Oh, that is why. I get so happy
I'm
down here.
So happy.
In spite of all
of
my toils and cares.
Como Mamas get their name from their hometown of Como, Mississippi, and the trio brings us their second album, Move Upstairs. That was the title track performed with the Glorifiers Band, made up of artists from their label Daptone, and recorded with help from the Music Makers Foundation. Esther Mae Smith and sisters Angela Taylor and Della Daniels have been singing together for decades, and Angela and Della's grandfather, Miles Pratcher, had been recorded in Como by folklorist Alan Lomax in 1959. We started the show with an artist who was born in Oakland, California, but who got his musical inspiration from spending summers in the North Mississippi Hill Country, Alvin Youngblood Hart, doing his take on the Johnny Cash song, Folsom Prison Blues. It's from the Red Hot tribute to Sun Records, which features the likes of Sean Camp, Valerie June, Jimbo Mathis, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. It's the brainchild of Luther Dickinson and writer-producer Tamara Saviano, and all proceeds from the album benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Alvin Youngblood Hart hasn't made a solo record since 2005, but he has been active with artists like Shamika Copeland, Jim Lauderdale, and with Luther Dickinson on his record from earlier this year, and alongside Jimbo Mathis and Luther Dickinson in the South Memphis String Band. It's the beginning of summer, and this release is just in time. Here's Dan Auerbach with a completely different sound from his work in the Black Keys on WNCW's New Music Podcast, On the Way Up.
my imagination. But you can't fool my heart, lady. I felt your love right the first time. Maybe you're right, maybe I'm wrong. Could be my imagination. But you can't fool my heart, baby. I felt your love right the first time.
Very few people have the kinds of experiences and accomplishments that Pascal Bocard does. He's a composer, guitarist, vocalist, bandleader, educator, author, and owner of the Savannah Jazz Club in San Francisco. He bridges music of West Africa and the American South in a style he calls Afro Bluegrass with his new EP, American Shores. And that was So Long. In the middle was Mary Beth Patterson, known as Beth Ditto. She fronted the punk-leaning band The Gossip before going on to become a fashion icon, write an advice column in the English paper The Guardian, and form the supergroup Crisis with Paul Weller and Graham Coxon before returning to her own music as Beth Ditto in 2012. This is her first record since then, and it has a lot of styles going on. Rock, pop, R&B jumped out at me on the first listen, and that was the title track Fake Sugar. We started with Dan Auerbach, who has assembled his own supergroup of sorts to join him on his second solo album, Waiting on a Song. John Prine and Pat McLaughlin are his co-writers, and he is joined by legends Duane Eddy on a couple of tunes, and Mark Knopfler on that song, Shine on Me. Auerbach said his daily goal when working with John Prine was to make each other laugh, and the joy of that partnership is on full display with this album, which sounds effortless, but which took all of last summer to write. Auerbach wrote and recorded some 200 songs for the project. He and Prine are touring together this fall. Let's get some country going. At WNCW, we have a lot of that classic country sound in our weekday mix, and as well as programs like Country Gold on Sunday mornings and the Cosmic American Music Show on Friday nights. Here's Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters with Long Ride.
On the dash, the stars were shining, we were high as hell. We were dying, but you couldn't tell. If you only would have dreamed the same dream, too. Maybe then you wouldn't worry what we're coming to. So come on, baby, roll the windows down. And think about all of the good friends you have found. When you come, they're gonna drink to you. Raise their voices up and sing for you. Say your life has been a study of goodbyes.
go someplace to dance. I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I'll go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the night's so blue. And then I'll go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Clever lines to say to make the meaning come through.
But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you.
The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the night's so blue. And then I'll go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love. Saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
That's New York City's Zephaniah O'Hora, joined by Dory Freeman for Something Stupid from his full-length record, This Highway. Zephaniah seems an unlikely candidate for a country musician. He grew up in New Hampshire and found his guitarist when they both worked at the same salon. But he has an encyclopedic knowledge of old country songs and is a leading member of a fast-growing New York roots country scene. About the album, he says, quote, "This record is a really beautiful culmination of the amazing people who are involved in that scene. It's not that I'm special. I'm just a product of this amazing wealth of talent and all these hardworking musicians that exist in one place here in New York City. I think the community really made this album." Amanda Ann Platt grew up in New York State, but she's called Western North Carolina home for a decade or so now. The Honeycutters have been a favorite of ours now for all four of their records, and they add Amanda Ann Platt to their moniker as well as new member Evan Martin on Telecaster and keyboards for this one. Bringing the keys into the mix gives them a more expansive sound and a little more punch. They're going abroad for the first time this summer, when they tour England for several weeks in August. Next is a voice we first heard in the late 90s with the Brian Jonestown Massacre. It's Miranda Lee Richards with the song On the Outside of Heaven on WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up.
Witness to this hell I'm in. no money. I got money, no time. Why's it gotta be either or? While I wait for the man to decide. And all those old distractions, all those battles of will, well, they're catching up to me.
Budos Band calls their sound Staten Island Afro Soul, and they can range from exotica to groove to jazz and psychedelia, sometimes all in the same song. That was our segue of the week with the tune Rite of the Ancients from Budos Band 3. Like the Como Mamas from earlier in the show, they're on the Daptone Records label, and they backed label mate Charles Bradley on his cover of the Black Sabbath song Changes several years back. I saw them play a show around that time, the first time I saw either group outside of when Charles Bradley played in WNCW's Studio B. Going into it, I was wondering how an instrumental group like Budos Band could keep things interesting for a full set, and man, I was surprised how well they did. I was bouncing around the whole show. Ahead of that, another band who was fond of polyrhythms, Woods. They started as Jeremy Earle's solo project in 2005, and this is their 10th record, Love is Love. That was the song of the same name, and even though it sounds reassuring, there was a lot of angst that inspired the 6 songs here, with lines like, here comes the lies we live in, it takes a lonely vision. You get the idea. Kevin Morby is now in Woods, and he has an excellent solo record now as well. We started with Miranda Lee Richards, who has a lot of Laurel Canyon, some British folk, and some rock and roll in her sound. I love the hook on that song, On the Outside of Heaven, from her latest called Existential Beast. Like Woods, Richards is making a larger statement about the world we live in with this album. Her parents were influential comic book artists, and she found her way into the music world under the wing of Kirk Hammett from Metallica. As you might guess, she's from L.A. and got her real start as a co-writer and vocalist in the brilliant but short-lived band Brian Jonestown Massacre. She was invited to tour with the group, but as she put it, quote, I love this sort of psychedelic bass-like Velvet Underground folky stuff, but these guys are so crazy. It was just going to be a rock and roll circus, but in the worst way. I think she was wise to stay home on that one. Have you seen the documentary on Brian Jonestown Massacre and the Dandy Warhols called Dig? Give that a look and you'll know what I mean. Well, that does it for our show today. Thanks for listening and for supporting the artists that you enjoy hearing on this podcast. Thanks also for supporting WNCW, where everything we do is made possible with member support. You can join us anytime with a quick trip to our website at wncw.org. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and I hope you have a really great start to your summer season. Here's Eliza Lynn with their theme song to take us away.
Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky